ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Artemis 2 has flown around the moon, and the four astronauts on board are on their way home.
Today, for all humanity, you're pushing beyond that frontier.
We're following every step of the mission in a special daily season of science fiction called Artemis Explained. Stay with us as the mission continues to unfold, with updates from me, Belinda Smith, so you know what just happened and why it matters.
Integrity, over to you.
Search for science fiction on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Robert Smith is one of Australia's most decorated soldiers, a Victoria Cross recipient. Now, he's been charged with five counts of the war crime of murder. Today, international law expert Don Rothwell on the charges, which, if proven, could see Ben Robert Smith jailed for life. I'm Sydney Peed, filling in for Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land, Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Don, Ben Robert Smith has been at the centre of investigations about events during his military tour of Afghanistan for years. He's now been charged with war crimes. It's an extraordinary development.
It will be alleged the victims were not taking part in hostilities at the time of their alleged murder in Afghanistan. It will be alleged the victims were detained, unarmed, and were under the control of ADF members when they were killed. It will be alleged the victims were shot by the accused or shot by subordinate members of the ADF in the presence of and acting on the orders of the accused.
What's your reaction?
Look, this has been a very long time coming. We know that Ben Robert Smith has been the centre of allegations regarding his conduct in the Afghanistan campaign for quite a number of years now. First of all, as a result of media reporting in the Sydney Morning Herald, Canberra Times and Age, commencing around 2018. Further media reporting associated with that. But then, of course, immense speculation as a result of the Brereton inquiry into the conduct of Australian Defence Force members in Afghanistan, which eventually resulted in the establishment of the Office of the Special Investigator, a new federal Commonwealth office specifically designed to further investigate alleged war crimes by ADF members in Afghanistan and eventually to commence proceedings against those individuals. So this has been a very long-running matter, which has involved immense complexity, not only from a civil law perspective, but also now a criminal law perspective.
Okay, and we'll step through the saga that it has been. But just before we do that, just remind me of who Ben Robert Smith is.
Well, look, Ben Robert Smith is now a former member of the Australian Defence Force, now aged 47 years, who had a well-regarded leadership role in the Afghan campaign in and around the years 2009 through to 2012. And he was someone who came into the public domain because of his celebrated exploits in Afghanistan and eventually resulted in him being awarded the Victoria Cross, which is the highest military honour that can be bestowed upon a serving member of the Australian Defence Force, and a very rare honour, it needs to be said.
32-year-old Corporal Ben Robert Smith has been honoured for his actions during a battle with Taliban insurgents in June last year.
You know, I just looked across, saw my mates getting ripped up, and just decided to move forward, because I wasn't going to sit there and do nothing.
And, of course, that gained him an enormous public profile, an enormous status within Australia. But then through the combination of the publication within the media of allegations and investigations into the conduct of ADF members generally in the Afghan campaign, and then ultimately Ben Robert Smith's name being raised as being a person of interest in terms of possible criminal prosecutions. That is very much turned against Robert Smith leading up to the events of today.
And he was arrested at the Sydney domestic airport on Tuesday morning by the Australian Federal Police, and he's now facing five separate charges. They allege that Robert Smith himself executed and directed junior soldiers to execute at least half a dozen defenceless detainees during his time in Afghanistan between 2006 and 2012. Can you step me through some of the charges there?
There's a variety of charges, and the starting point is that they're all the war crime of murder. And that is a very well understood war crime. It's perhaps one of the most basic war crimes. And it needs to be observed that one of the elements of legitimately engaging in an armed conflict is that military personnel enjoy what are called combatant immunity, which means that combatants who are legally engaged in the conflict will not be charged with murder if they're legally engaging other combatants in an armed conflict. But in this case, the charges really relate to Robert Smith engaging in the crime of murder, because the individuals which Robert Smith is alleged to have caused the death of or has aided and abetted in the death of were not legitimate combatants. And that's the really important point of distinction. These are ultimately people who are civilians, which under international humanitarian law are protected. The crimes relate to two events on the 12th of April 2009, and then a series of other events in September and October 2012, in which once again it's alleged Robert Smith has aided, abetted, counseled, procured effectively another ADF member to intentionally cause the death of other persons.
And the maximum penalty for these offences, the offence of war crimes of murder, is life imprisonment.
That's right. And there would be no accumulation of these charges if Robert Smith was to be convicted of these. So ultimately, whatever the outcome, if he is convicted of just one of these crimes, he would be facing life imprisonment.
Well, the investigation has been jointly run by the Australian Federal Police and the Office of the Special Investigator, which was set up to investigate allegations of war crimes. Ross Barnett is the Director of Investigations there. He says that since there has been no access to an alleged crime scene, which is in Afghanistan, they're actually relying on other kinds of evidence, including eyewitness accounts.
The challenge for investigators is that because we can't go to that country, we don't have access to the crime scene. We don't have access to the crime scenes. We don't have photographs, site plans, measurements, the recovery of projectiles, blood spatter analysis, all of those things we would normally get at a crime scene. We have to start our investigation only with one or two photographs on the battlefield and some contemporary ADF reporting and potentially some third-party eyewitness testimony about what's alleged to have occurred. So it's a very challenging starting point for all these investigations.
This just highlights the incredible complexity of war crimes investigations for perhaps three principal reasons. First of all, of course, these relate to historical war crimes, events occurring some considerable period of time ago. That in itself is always going to be challenging for any prosecutor, whether it's a traditional criminal prosecution in any Australian state or whether it's a war crimes prosecution. So we're talking about events here that occurred anywhere between 14 to 17 years ago. And then the second aspect is that all of these alleged crimes have been committed outside of Australia, in Afghanistan, during the midst of an armed conflict. And whilst there might be seen to be different expectations and standards with respect to a war crimes prosecution, all of the basic elements of a prosecution still need to be met. So evidence in terms of what actually occurred, the persons who witnessed those events on those relevant dates, confirmation that certain persons were killed as a result of these events, and ultimately, of course, the responsibility of the alleged perpetrators of those events. And then the third distinctive aspect of this is that the witnesses not only will be Afghan witnesses, which will raise immense complexity in terms of being able to gain access to those persons and to ensure that they might be able to give evidence in an Australian criminal trial. But some of the other witnesses to these events will, of course, be former colleagues of Ben Robert Smith, members of the Australian Defence Force. And that's been well understood right from the start of this process as to the extreme difficulties that that's going to create in terms of bringing about a successful prosecution in this instance.
Now, these criminal charges, they come after a massive defamation trial, which you've mentioned, and that only wrapped up in May last year.
The judge in the civil case found Nine had established the substantial truth of imputations, including that he murdered an unarmed and defenceless Afghan civilian by kicking him off a cliff and procuring the soldiers under his command to shoot him, and broke the moral and legal rules of military engagement and is therefore a criminal. Two further deaths took place at the Whiskey 108 Taliban compound in 2009. The court found several meanings in the reports were substantially true, including that Mr. Robert Smith committed murder by machine gunning a man with a prosthetic leg. The imputation that he later encouraged other soldiers to use the leg as a novelty beer drinking vessel was also found to be substantially true.
Just briefly remind me about that case, because it was significant, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Now, the case, of course, really rose out of the media reporting and Ben Robert Smith, of course, challenging that through the defamation proceedings. Now, to that end, for Robert Smith to be able to prove his case, he really needed to meet the civil law standard. And ultimately, of course, we know that he failed. Whilst Robert Smith was not really on trial there, ultimately, of course, the findings against him in that civil matter tarnished his reputation, but also significantly added to the view that Robert Smith may well and truly have been implicated in possible war crimes. We've now pivoted from the civil law matter and the proceedings associated with that to a criminal law matter, which will ultimately have to see a conviction on the criminal standard, which of course is beyond a reasonable doubt. So a much higher evidentiary standard.
It's important to mention that Ben Robert Smith is of course innocent until proven guilty. But Don, do we know if that defamation case played a role in the criminal charges that he's facing?
No, we don't know. But I suspect it added to immense complexity in terms of the work of the Office of the Special Investigator. And that may well go some way to explaining why there's been such a significant delay in this matter ultimately proceeding. And ultimately, as the matter does proceed, there'll be a need for a great deal of caution in terms of separating the civil trial processes from ultimately now the criminal trial processes.
And Don, this will be the second time that war crime charges have been laid against an ADF member here in Australia.
41-year-old former trooper Oliver Schultz was shown in an ABC Investigations Four Corners story in 2020, shooting an Afghan man in a wheat field in Uruzgan province in southern Afghanistan.
How difficult is it to prosecute such crimes here? And how long could it take for this to play out in court?
We really have no current precedent in that regard. The Schultz matter is scheduled to go before the court in trial in early 2027. So I can only speculate at the moment because, as I said, this is still a relatively novel procedure in Australia.
So it will be guilty or not guilty at the end of a trial, whenever that may be. We don't know yet. But as a law professor, just tell me what's at stake here and why is it worth pursuing justice even for crimes that were allegedly committed during a war on deployment so far away from this country?
Well, I think one of the starting points there is that, of course, Australia is a party to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, and Australia has been such a strong supporter of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. And that's created a very high expectation on the part of Australia in terms of meeting its international legal obligations to prosecute Australians who are alleged to have committed war crimes. This is a matter which, it needs to be said, there's been strong bipartisan support in Australia. So it's steadily making its way through Australian legal processes, and these war crimes trials will really demonstrate, as far as Australia's concerned, that they're meeting a gold standard in terms of these types of prosecutions.
Donald Rothwell is a professor of international law at the Australian National University's School of Law. Audio production on this episode by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sydney Peed. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.